So mid-Hashem, we're going to be starting now Nirtza. Obviously, there aren't so many halachic in Yonim. We're going to be taking a look at one of the piyotim, the piyot of Echad Miyodea, of Who Knows One, looking through the mahalach of the Siach Yitzchok. This is Rabbi Yitzchok Weiss, the Siach Yitzchok on his Agadah Shal Pesach, which is printed in the Sefer Siach Yitzchok Al HaTorah. So that's Rabbi Yitzchok Weiss. So he goes through like this. His mahalach from 1 till 13 is going through what does certain Yom Tovim correspond to? So there's going to be a Yom Tov, which is the number one, which is going to be Yom Kippur, and that's how it's going to go through. What does the Yom Kippur, which is one day, correspond to? What is Shavuos, which is 2 days, what does it correspond to? I'm just going to see how it taka corresponds. So number one is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is one day, and we say it corresponds to Echad Elikeinu Shebishamayim Va'aretz. What's Pshat in this? So one mahalach which he brings is from Sefer Givashol. Because he's got a question in Sefer Givashol. We know that all of the other Yom Tovim, we keep 2 days in Chutz La'aretz, Sukkos and Pesach, we keep 2 days in Chutz La'aretz. So why do we have 2 days of Yom Kippur in Chutz La'aretz? And the Givashol says, because it's on this day, it's Noida L'chol Yeshvi Sevel Shakadish Baruch Hu Yachid Miyuchad. It's in Kippur, where it's made known to the whole world that Kadish Baruch Hu is Yachid Miyuchad. And that's why we say Echad Miyodea, what's Pshat in the one day of Yom Kippur? It's corresponding to Echad Elikeinu Shebishamayim Va'aretz. Shnayim Miyodea. This is going on the reason why in Chutz La'aretz we have 2 days of Shavuos. Why do we have 2 days of Shavuos? And it's Keneged, the Shnei Luchos Habris, which were given on Shavuos. The two parts of the luchis. Shloisha miyedeh. So what's shloisha? What's the number three to do with Yom Tovim? The three regalim, the shalosh regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. What does that number three of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos correspond to? And the answer is keneged shloisha avos. And as I state in the Torah taket says this in Orech Chaim Simon Tov Yud Zayin. He says shamati miachi harav Yehuda. He says I heard from my brother of Yehuda that the Yomim Tovim correspond to the three Avos. Pesach is connected to Avram. As we know, Avram was visited by the Malachim on Pesach. As Rashi says in Bereishis, Perek Yudches, Pasuk Yud, that it all took place on Pesach. So Pesach is connected to Avram. Shavuos is connected to Yitzchak. Because the Tekiah Shefa of Matan Torah, we're told in Pirkei Zer Eliezer, we're told that the Shefa of Matan Torah was that same Shefa from Yitzchak's Isle. And Sukkos is connected Yaakov, as the Pasuk says in Bereishis Perek Lamed Gimel, Lemikneu Asa Sukkos. So that is Shleisha. Arba, what's Arba? Arba is the four tekufis of the year, the four seasons. There's four seasons of the year. And we say they correspond to the four mothers. What's the Shaychus? So he explains based on the Kavayosha. The Mechaber Paskins in Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Tes Zayin. That when it comes to the tekufis, at the time, I think what it means is the time when we change from one season to the other, at that time when we change, then one should not drink water at that time, because the water at that time has got some sort of danger to it. However, the Shach says on the Shulchan Aruch over there, that if you cover the water with barzel, which means iron, then it's okay, whatever that means. But the point is, the Kaviyasha explains it, Apidrush. He says, because barzel is a word which shows us that b'zechus the 12 shvatim we're protected. And what's the shaychus of barzel? Because barzel is Bilha, Rochel, Zilpa, Leah. Barzel. So it's the keneged, the imohois, that we're protected from the change of the different tekufis. So that's Abba Miyadeh. What's pshat? What does the four tekufis correspond to? It's the four imohois that's b'zechus their children, that we're protected from any potential dangers when the tekufis change. Chamisha miyodeh, what are the five Yom Tovim that we're referring to when we say five? It's the 5 days we can read the Megillah, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th of Adar. What does that correspond to? And the answer is because it corresponds to the Torah. What's the Shaychus to Purim? What's the Shaychus between Purim and Torah? Because the Gemara says in Shabbos Taf Peches that Rava said that we came over Kibla Yehudim. We then accepted at the time of Purim, Torah, Ba'ava. We accepted Mirotzin at that time. And that's what the idea of the 5 days of Purim, so to speak, correspond to the Torah. Six. What's the six? Six of the six manim of Yom Tov that Torah mentions. 2 days of Pesach. The one day of Shavuos, one day of Rosh Hashanah, and the 2 days of Sukkot. That's six, and it corresponds to the Shisha Sidri Mishnah. How? So he explains, because the domestic Eliezer speaks out that one should learn on Pesach, say the Moed and say the Zroim. On Shavuos, one should learn say the Noshim. On Rosh Hashanah, one should learn say the Taras. And on Sukkot, one should learn Nezikin and Kodshim. So that is Shisha Miyodeh, Shiva Miyodeh. What's the Shiva? Shiva are the days of Pesach. And the days of Pesach correspond to, so we're asking what's the number 7 of Pesach? What's it correspond to? It's the days of the week. What's the Shaychus? He explains, because it's B'schus, Shabbos, that we were Nigal from Mitzrayim. B'schus Shabbos. That's one of the things that B'schus it, we receive the Gura. Shmoina Miyadeh, what's the Shmoina? What's 8? 8 days of Hanukkah. 8 days of Hanukkah, what's the 8 corresponding to? It corresponds to the Shmoina Yemei Mila. And in fact, this is a Pre-Chadosh. The Pre-Chadosh says, why are there not 9 days of Hanukkah in Chutz Laaretz? Just like there are extra days of Pesach and Sukkot. Why is there not 9 days in Chutz Laaretz? And the answer is no, because we need to have 8 in order to act as a remez for the fact that the Yevonim wanted Mevatel Mila, yet Baruch Hashem, we succeeded, so that's why we have 8. So 8 is 8 days of Hanukkah, corresponding to the 8 days of Mila. Tisha Miyodeh, what's the 9? 9 is the 9 days of Sukkot, including Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah and Chutz Laaretz, and this corresponds to the 9 months of pregnancy. What's the connection? Because the Torah says that when it comes to first day Sukkot, it's called Yom Rishon. And the Torah says that this is Yom Rishon Lecheshbon Avonos, the first day of the calculation of sins. And we say that these days of Sukkot effectively change a person into a different being through sitting in the Sukkah. And therefore, these 9 days which transform a person through sitting in the Sukkah are like the 9 months of pregnancy, which basically transform the fetus into a human being that can exist in this world. Asara miyodeh, asara the aseres mei teshuva, and they correspond to the aseres hadibros. So in each day of the aseres mei teshuva, one should try and be mesaken each one of the aseres hadibros. I think the simple understanding is because we receive the second set of luchos on Yom Kippur, and therefore, in order to try and be mesaken that, we have the, as in order to try and be deserving of this tikkun of receiving a new luchas, we have the aseres, we have the aseres mitzvah, and to each of those days try and be mesaken another one of the aseres hadibros. Next we have shnei masa. What's shnei masa? The 12 months of the year, which are also considered to be a yom tov, and they correspond to the 12 shvatim, as the Torah says meforish and erichaim, that the 12 months of the year are keneged the 12 shvatim. Or can I get the 12 Shvatim? What's 13? 13 are the 13 days before Pesach. The 13 days before Pesach, they are considered to be a type of Yom Tov. And the question is, what do they correspond to? And we say they correspond to the 13 Midas Hashem. Because these are the days before Pesach, these are the days in which we are concentrating on making sure that there's Moris Chitin. In fact, this is one of the first halachas in Hilchos Pesach. These are one of the halachas in Hilchos Pesach where we say that one needs to give tzedakah to the anim, and therefore we are following the Midas of Hashem, and we know that when we follow the Midas of Hashem, then that awakens HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim on us. The 13 days before Pesach correspond to the 13 minutes of Hashem. He doesn't bring in his Sefer anything to do with the number 11, but it's a beautiful shtickle, at least taking us through 12 of the 13. But they do bring here a mahalach regarding the number 11. slightly different to the others, but just to mention an idea, just to give a shlemus to the inyan. And that is that there's 11 days that are between one state of nidus and another state of nidus. This also might be referring to the meziva, but the point is these are days which are considered halacha l'mishmas Sinai, and it's very understandable as well how they'll correspond to the stars. Because in the place it says that Dam Hanida is also caused somewhat from Shemaim. It's also somewhat caused by stars and moons, as we know that a lot of the halachas of a Nida are dependent on the day of the month. So that's how he explains perhaps a connection between the number 11 and the stars. It's the 11 days between Nida and Nida, which correspond to the stars.